You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
We do hear a lot about looking after your heart, and especially for older people. So today I thought we would discuss heart health for older people. Firstly, Elizabeth, what should our blood pressure ideally be?
Yes, Toby, you want to keep your blood pressure around 120 over 80 millimetres of mercury. We're measuring systolic and diastolic pressures. Now, increased blood pressure is a major risk of heart attack, stroke, kidney damage. But don't get hung up on measuring your blood pressure too much. Obviously, if you're under the care of a doctor where you've been asked to monitor, then please do so. But our blood pressures vary during the day. If your health changes, though, say you become dizzy, maybe headaches, then yes, it's worthwhile getting a blood pressure check.
Is it true that salt can increase your blood pressure?
Yes, Toby, it's recommended you don't have more than 6 grams. That's about a level teaspoon of salt daily. Now, remember, many processed foods and even soluble painkillers contain salt, so you need to add that into the mix.
What about exercise and keeping fit and healthy?
Very important for mental as well as physical health. I mean, if you can walk reasonably briskly for, say, 15 minutes a day, we know that makes a difference. Weight-bearing and resistance exercise is good for the heart, balance, and, of course, supporting bone density, which is particularly important with postmenopausal women.
We do need to consider diet as well, don't we?
Yes, you can incorporate oily fish, for example. That's rich in omega-3. Now, omega-3 reduces clotting risk. Try and choose healthy fats in your diet. For example, olive oil, avocado, and cut out processed foods. When you have a cholesterol check, you want to have lower LDL and higher HDL cholesterol. That's LDL. We call that bad cholesterol, if you like. And HDL is a good cholesterol. You want that to be a little higher.
We do hear a lot about obesity now, and presumably being overweight can be a risk.
Yes, and particularly weight gain round the middle can increase the risk of diabetes and heart disease. There have been some studies where reducing calories in mice have not only improved their health, but also their longevity. And we know now that there are very extreme diets where we have actually cured type 2 diabetes. Now, that must be really under monitoring by a health professional. Please don't try it on your own.
Finally, Elizabeth, is there anything else that can affect our heart health?
Yeah, some studies looking at stress and loneliness have suggested there could be a link with increased inflammation and heart disease. Obviously, increasing social contact helps, but also mindfulness, walking in nature or now beside the sea. Breathing exercises can also help. I'm sure I don't need to mention the damaging effect of smoking, but also excess alcohol. The recommended weekly amount for alcohol is 14 units per week. So if you stick to that, you should be all right.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.